Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 3 hours. My name is Ken Carley. I am the outside guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Reinstein, the inside guy.
It's July. Usually we don't stay this busy in July. We get a chance to, you know, I guess that'd be kind of considered overtime for us, wouldn't it?
We were sitting here talking, and of course, we knew about the 3 hours long before today. When you hesitated just now, I'm going, what's going on here? Brain skips are my thing, not yours.
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no. It's happening more and more the older I get.
I hear you whispering in the sidelines, Chuck's skipping today. I hear it all the time. We got a good show.
We do have a good
show.
We're going to
have fun.
Of course, along with taking your calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We're going to be talking to T. Buell Superior Fence. You know, Chuck, we were looking for a good fence team partner, gate team partner for the long time.
There aren't many of them out there, quite frankly, not good ones.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Not ones that the inside-outside guys want to refer. And since T-Buell's Superior Fences came on the inside-outside guys, it's been a great relationship, and we're going to, once again, talk to them, let people know about them, because fences make good neighbors.
They should. They can. I love the ads that they run. I love the privacy issue that they broach, because a lot of people don't think about that. But pergolas, you know, became kind of popular, and variations of that where you would build, like, two walls on an outside deck.
Yeah.
Right. No roof, just two walls.
Yep.
And that can be done so attractively with the materials today.
Oh, you're right. You're
so
right.
We'll have to talk to Tiffany and Darren about that.
You and I are lucky. I mean, you don't have a neighbor behind you, do you?
Not for quite a ways.
Right. But we can, and neither
and
do I.
I got trees. I got pine trees galore.
Neither do I. You and I mean, you were raised in the country, and you stayed in the country, but you moved south. I was raised in the city, and I moved a little bit north to the country and had a little more room. So I don't have a neighbor right behind me. But I grew up in the suburbs, and if I could, I'd get a full privacy fence. If I lived in the suburbs where neighbors went on top of me, which a lot of our listeners do, I would get a full privacy fence because I really like my privacy.
We've got a few neighbors that are that way. Our back deck, I planted arborvitae and trimmed them into a wall. So when you step out on the deck, the top of it is probably 6 feet above the walking surface of the deck.
Yes.
So it's just perfect.
Right.
I can still see the top of the trees, you know, beyond the arborvitae. But it takes a little bit of work in the spring because it grows like crazy, right?
Do you square it up? You have a lot of deer around you, correct?
Yeah.
Do the deer come to your yard?
Deer and turkey and
so if you ever notice
rabbits.
Arborvitae in the country, they will be eaten. It's like from 5 feet down, they'll all be shallower. They'll all be thinner
right.
5 feet down.
Now that you say that, yeah. And we haven't had that issue knock on.
Where the deer can reach is what I'm saying. They'll eat the entire way around the arborvitae bush.
Good point.
Top will grow.
There is a disease killing some of the white pines. I don't know if you've seen some of the brown.
Oh, no.
I've got one behind me and one in the front yard that I'm probably going to have to take down. They just turn brown very slowly.
Really?
Luckily, I've got like 6 or 8 species, and none of the others, knock on wood, again, have been affected. But just that one.
Let's get our gal. I'm sorry, her name escapes me, but we get her on every year that talks about the trees and the oak wilt. Let's get her on and ask what's going on because comes to pine trees, when I see a pine tree, I mean, it doesn't take a lot to kill a pine tree. It really overwater them a little bit.
Overwater them, you can certainly kill them, yeah.
And you're going to kill them.
They love well-drained soil. You're right.
And you're right, though. I have been seeing more dead pine trees around now that you mention it. So
hopefully. We're also going to be talking about deposits.
Yes.
What you should do with deposits. If we get a chance, we'll talk about things that people do wrong when they build houses that end up causing you as a homeowner problem 20, 30, 40 years
later.
I got one. It's not your deck, is it?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't make myself sign a contract for my deck. My wife, you know, she would have handed me get it done by this time. but they don't read the contract. People, I can't, Chuck, you know, we've talked about this so many times. I spent years sitting in front of people at their kitchen table negotiating a contract, a deal with them, and I had a 4-page contract, and I can't tell you how many times people took it and just grabbed it, turned it over, and signed it. Now, we understand why some of that's happening, because a lot of people, it's like a mortgage. You get a mortgage put in front of you, you get these papers, you sign them. If you don't sign it, you don't get the mortgage. Yep. And we've seen this a lot in our emails. I can't find anyone to do this. Can't find anyone to do this. So they'll sign anything just to get their job on the contract or just to get their job on the schedule. And that's a mistake.
I've tried to, like I'll read that mortgage. I'm that guy that, you know,
right,
shipped me the papers ahead of time. And, of course, they have a different set of originals there. And if you take your time enough, usually they'll get up and leave the office. Maybe to, you know, you ask for a coffee or something. I'll cross out an occasional line, try to sneak it,
see if it gets by
in the document. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't you read? Think of the time you're going to spend fighting an issue after it rears its ugly head,
especially when, in many, many cases, you're going to give that person money before they walk out your door,
yeah,
and have nothing in return for it on the table.
Yeah, and hope that something gets done.
Exactly.
You're betting on a future, hopefully, task being accomplished. I know it.
That's why deposits are so important, that it is explained on the front side. You know, when you have a good contractor in front of you, he's going to talk to you about all the things that might go wrong or that you may not like. You want that. You want everything explained on the front side, for there are no surprises as you're going. What do you mean I have another payment due?
You know, it's funny to say that, because I was half complaining, but I understand completely about an upcoming surgery procedure I've got.
Yep.
And in the past, every time you get ready to have one, they give you the absolute worst case scenario, right?
Yes.
And it scares the heck out of you.
Yes.
But they've got to tell you ahead of time. And luckily, thank God, I've never had the worst case develop in any of these. But it's similar in construction. This could go wrong. This could happen. And this contract is intended to address all of these issues. It should be, anyway.
You know, strikes, material shortages.
Labor
like
shortages.
Labor issues.
Yeah. Or someone screws up. You said it last week about having the first right to repair. Because the reality is, 99.9% of the time, a person did the work. And if a person did it wrong or had a bad day, then I want the right as a company. I want to know about it as soon as it happens, because I don't want you as an owner to have it.
Right.
And I want to fix it.
And you know, it's funny, because a lot of those issues are communication issues.
Yeah.
Once the job is signed, it's about communication.
Which explains the divorce rate. Let's be honest.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
And when it comes to communication, from start to finish, from the first phone call to when they pull the magnet up from your lawn and make sure all those nails are up for your lawn, no one's going to get hurt, from the start to the cleanup. If you're looking for a new roof, Kearns Brothers has more than proven themselves to thousands of Metro Detroit homeowners. So when you're thinking of a new roof, you want to think Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that the phone lines are going to be open for the first 2 hours of the show, notwithstanding a short conversation with Tiffany Buell from T. Buell Superior Fencing at 10:30, right?
Yes, sir.
So that should be fun. Actually, looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think fencing is a DIY product because you can buy it just about anywhere. But, Chuck, you and I have seen DIY fencing going up. A little crooked a lot of times.
You're being generous.
I know I am. One of the problems people do is they don't know exactly what to do with the post, how far to set them down, what to surround them with once they're in the ground.
Or how to run them on contour land.
There you go. Yeah. You're right.
Real ugly. Sadly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. So that's why we'll be talking to Tiffany and Darren after this break. In the meantime, we'll take your phone calls, 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Rick from Free Soil, Michigan. Good morning, Rick. You're on with the guys.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Couldn't be better, sir. How can we help you?
Great. Okay, I have a house up in northern Michigan that's almost 100 years old. It has a Michigan basement, which is half basement and half crawl space, and it's only about 6 feet deep, and I'd like to have the Michigan basement part waterproof, and I've been doing a little bit of research, and I understand you can do it without digging, because I can only dig on one side of the house. There's a porch on the one side. and the other two sides have crawl spaces.
Now, Rick, when you say Michigan basement, we think stone. Is it a stone basement?
No, it's a poured basement.
Poured concrete?
Correct.
Wow. Interesting.
And you said you have 6 feet of headroom down there, so do you use it for storage, or is it no living space?
Yeah, it's just for storage. You know, the pump is down there, and also the hot water tank and the electrical.
So you're just getting bad air. I mean, you see moisture coming from the walls. Is that why you want to do this, from the interior walls?
Well, the paint is coming off the walls. I think it's exfoliating, and also when the water gets a little bit high, I get water up through the concrete floor.
Okay. Well, from the outside, of course, you know, you can dig. Do one wall at a time, dig. You probably have a lot of sandy soil in that area, so you got to be careful, and you can find people to do that. Because it's a concrete wall, once you expose it, tar and Visqueen, and then backfill.
Well, I understand okay, go ahead.
Also, you could encapsulate it from the inside, which may help. Don't you think, Chuck, solve a lot of your issues?
It can help, but you're not going to waterproof from the inside.
No, you're not, right? But if
just you want to make sure
encapsulate
it,
just make the air a lot more healthy.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a concrete floor or dirt floor? It is concrete?
It was dirt when my parents bought this back in the late 50s, and they had concrete put down. And there again, that would be fine just so I can keep the moisture out of it.
That helps.
I had an expert friend of mine come to my daughter's house who has a similar basement. And part of hers is dirt, back dirt. His suggestion was encapsulate the entire inside. Get the white, thick poly.
Can't hurt.
Encapsulate the entire inside. And then anything that comes inside that will eventually make its way to the sump pump.
That's what you hope. I mean, we did the same thing in our place up north, basically,
right,
where we're encapsulated and we have a sump pump and we have well-drained material under the encapsulation material, so water coming in will eventually get to the sump crock rather than, you know, appear as humidity in the crawl space and then come up into the house, which is what you're trying to do, I got to believe.
You could also cut some channels in the concrete. Going along the walls that lead to the sump pump. So once you put the encapsulation material over top of it, that would help direct that water to the sump pump. Does that make sense, Rick?
And what would I use for encapsulation?
Well, I tell you something. This is something you're going to do yourself. If you go online and you look up a 6 mil string reinforced plastic or Visqueen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're going to do it yourself, that's a product that will work.
That'll work. You glue all the joints if you have them, if it's big enough to require them. And you can pick something like that up at any masonry supply or even big box stores will have the reinforced 6 mil. You can get a lot thicker than that.
I just recently bought some. I could not find any at the big box stores.
Oh, now we used to buy them at Home Depot.
I got some over the internet because I actually helped a customer recently, a friend of mine, repair his Michigan basement. I found some, and it was sand, and it wasn't moisture at all. And I found you could find 100 by 20, you can find 100 by 40. I mean, almost enough probably to take care of all in one fair swoop.
And it's not cheap.
You know what, Chuck? Okay. 100 by 20 I bought was about less than $200, which I thought was a great deal.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah. I mean, it truly is for a homeowner, but people are going to get sticker shock when they think it's plastic and it's going to be $40 a roll.
Right. You know? Right.
So, okay, is there? I've seen a system that it's like a real thick paint, and I just paint it from the inside. Would that work?
We don't like that material. What it winds up doing is keep holding the moisture inside your wall. We don't like any interior coatings.
It usually bubbles too,
right,
over time.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen a system where they actually drill holes in the wall and pump a substance to that migrates to the outside of the wall. And I guess that is in lieu of digging.
They do that. They also will do the same thing from the outside without drilling any holes in the wall, where they will take rods that are wands that have a material in them that they'll literally take down to the bottom and pressure install this material and then slowly raise the rods so the material is going against the wall. And they do that every few inches along the outside of the wall without actually excavating.
Rick, you got the, almost the entire segment, and we hope we helped you, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate
Stay in touch,
appreciate
Rick.
Your call. You know, we get a lot of emails asking for painters, but what we get more emails from is someone that can help them with molding first or any handyman interior project or even exterior project.
Repairing the siding before the exterior gets painted.
Exactly, and then paint. And we have a great company with a great showroom that can do far more than paint and just do handyman services. But that's one of their specialties. And that company is MacFarland Painting. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. The Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. A little bit later, we're going to talk to everyone out there about theinsideoutsideguys.com and the benefits you can receive as a homeowner when you go to that website. A minute ago, we had Rick from Free Soil, Michigan, give us a call about his basement. And
Where is Free Soil?
Up by Manistee.
Okay.
Manistee, wow. Michigan.
Gotcha.
And what do you want to make sure, if you're a homeowner and you can hear our voice, or even if you can't hear our voice, you have a cottage up north, if you have any basement issues, Foundation Systems of Michigan covers the entire state of Michigan. So, Rick, if you need some help with this project, we recommend you get a hold of Foundation Systems of Michigan anywhere in the state of Michigan.
Those are a free analysis.
A free estimate for foundation and what basement waterproof.
Speaking of free, I'm talking to a good friend, a mutual friend of ours from Traverse City, from Source On-Site Analytical.
Sure.
And he was telling me, he said, Charlie, you got to let your listeners know that water tables change. And they may carry contaminants in them this year that they weren't carrying last year. And if anybody's on a private well, actually Dan Milan has mentioned this to you and I in the past as well for Milan Supply.
You know, Tom Jordan was talking this week, and he made he read a statistic that said over 50% of the water that people consume in Michigan is contaminated with some kind of PFAS.
Scary. So, hey, a real simple solution. If you got a water well, even if you don't, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions will come in and do a free water test for you. And they're not a high-pressure sales company. They're not coming in to sell you something. They're coming in as part of a courtesy. It's what they do. They're service and people-oriented.
And you're right. And if they come in and say, look, this is equipment you need to have clean, healthy water, you don't have to say, I want it right now. You can say, what's the price? Save up for it. They got great financing. They have rental. They can rent you their equipment as well. They want to make sure you love your water, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
I agree with you 1,000%. Hey, we promised you, and we're going to deliver, right?
Yes, sir.
We've got Tiffany Buell, and Darren Enger, who's head of sales for T. Buell Superior Fence, on the line with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about fencing. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, and yourself?
We are blessed. We really are. Is business booming?
Business has been great this year so far.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. So we're not a political show, but since COVID.
Oh man,
we've been divided. I honestly, everyone has a sign in their front lawn, basically telling people what side of the political fence they are. I think it's made a lot of unhappy neighbors. So my question is, since this really happened, have you seen more neighbors put privacy fences up in the last couple of years more than ever? Have you noticed a change in that?
Absolutely. I think COVID forced people to spend a lot more time in their backyard. And I suspect some just didn't like the look. You know, everybody's got that neighbor. And, well, some anyway, but for sure, the trend is in the industry has been toward privacy. I think more than pre-COVID.
What are the options that T. Buell Superior Fencing might offer somebody that's looking for genuine privacy?
Well, there's two product lines that offer privacy for a homeowner, and the The main one is vinyl. We see a lot of people go for vinyl privacy, and they'll sometimes do a decorative top or not. The other option is wood. Obviously, with wood, there is a lifetime. It's not as much of a lifetime product as a vinyl product is, so there is a timeline of when it will eventually fall over and you have to replace it. But some people just really like the wood look versus the vinyl fence instead, and that's the way that they would rather go.
So are the posts different for each of them then? You said because it does have a life expectancy compared to the vinyl. What's different about them?
Sure. So in a vinyl product, there's no wood in a vinyl product. There is some DIY product lines out there where you would actually set a wood post and then slide a vinyl sleeve over the top of it. It's a product that I don't recommend to customers. You get away from the maintenance issues that you have with a pure wood fence product, but you don't solve the post rot out problem that you have with a wood product. And that all wood fences die, barring somebody driving their car through it. 3 inches below the ground, the posts rot out and the fence falls over. The industry has probably in the last 5 years begun to create some really good looking vinyl product that simulates a wood grain product. And those lines have come a long way as far as color fastness. Probably over the last 5 years. When they first came out, they were somewhat problematic. They would chalk easily or more than a solid color. We're really seeing that chemistry improve for UV protection in the vinyl product. We still do some wood. You know, coming out of COVID, we saw wood prices, and anybody that bought a board knows coming out of COVID, wood prices went way up. It was absurd what wood prices were. We've seen those come back down. They're not pre-COVID numbers, and I don't think we'll ever see pre-COVID numbers again, but they're at least reasonable. However, year after year, we see the price differential between wood and vinyl get smaller and smaller. And at this point, it's probably the customer that's buying a wood fence, either one really likes the look of wood fence, which we do them for those customers, or they're just the difference in price between wood and vinyl just isn't in the budget. But that number keeps getting smaller and smaller every year. And I suspect in the next 5 years, they're going to be the same price.
The phone number is 248-935-5443. That will get you T-Buell's Superior Fence, family-owned since 1989, award-winning. And all your work also comes, Chuck, you and I always talk about, we see so many fences, so many put in wrong where they'll start to rise out of the ground after a couple of years because they're not put deep enough
or
the frost
over,
line.
Like Tiffany alluded to earlier, yeah.
T-Buell's puts a 2-year workmanship guarantee on all their work, and if it's going to start raising or going bad, you're probably going to see that won't happen. That's why they put this guarantee behind their work. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, I mean, like, occasionally you'll have some gate adjustments that need to be made, but really heating posts come from not having enough concrete in the ground or having it too high towards the grade level where you don't have like that 8 inches or so of dirt that prevents it from popping the concrete plug out of the ground. That's definitely a quality problem from the installation perspective that causes that. Occasionally you'll get some ground in a backyard where it's high level of water retention, in which case what we do to prevent problems in the future is we bail out the holes of where we're drilling the holes for the post, so that way we create a barrier for the concrete to really not be able to pop out of the ground quite as much.
Let's give it, Darren, you see this all the time. Do you find yourself replacing more fencing, or do you put in new fencing? I mean, I know you do both, but what do you find yourself doing nowadays, replacing old fencing or putting in new?
Probably replacing old fence. You know, a lot of Wayne County was built in the late 50s. Now, get out of, excluding the city of Detroit. I mean, we're in Livonia. So a lot of Livonia was built in the 50s and 60s, predominantly chain link fence. And a lot of that fence now is 50 years old, and it's getting pretty rusty, and it really doesn't look good. A lot of fence replacement. And people are trying to do a facelift in the yard.
I'm sorry, Darren. Do you run into a lot of jurisdictions where permits are required for this, and is that something that T. Buell Superior Fencing will obtain for me?
Absolutely. There's only a few communities that I can think of offhand that don't require a permit. They still have a code that they expect to be followed, but they don't require a formal permit to be pulled. But there's only a handful of municipalities that do that. Otherwise, yeah, if they require a permit, we're pulling a permit.
So how far out are we if someone calls today and wants a new fence installed? What are we looking at? Does it matter what the material is? I know you guys also have aluminum fencing, don't you?
We do. It's been an incredibly busy year for us this year. Right now, we're probably approaching the end of the year for install. Hiring people is still somewhat problematic. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Are you looking for good people?
We're always looking for good people.
Well, for anyone out there, whether you're looking for a new fence or you're looking for a good career, 248-935-5443. Darren and Tiffany from T. Buell Superior Fence, we greatly recommend you guys, or excuse me, we greatly appreciate you guys coming on today. Your website, tbsuperiorfence.com. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys coming on.
Appreciate what you do for our listeners, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, we want to remind everybody, Shelby Mechanical. If you don't have a number like Shelby Mechanical on your refrigerator when you need a plumber, you're probably going to call the wrong person and make a stupid mistake that you'll regret. So take our advice ahead of time. Put the number of Shelby Mechanical on your fridge and know that they can handle any plumbing issue in your home. And we are happy to be with you. We want to thank Darren and Tiffany from T. Buell Superior Fencing for spending a few minutes on a busy Saturday. They said they're pretty much out till the end of the year. I'm sure they can fit in a few projects, but they're a busy company. When you're good, you're busy.
Absolutely.
Is that fair?
Absolutely.
And when we talk about deposits, we'll have to remember that truth.
You're right, and they do go, if you can hear our voice, they pretty much go there, and they have a showroom. You can go and take a look at all the different kinds of fencings they have, or you can call and probably see Darren come out to your house and tell you what you need or show you the different options.
It's amazing, fencing. The cool product that's out there today. We didn't really have a chance to explore that and create some excitement, but, I mean, there's some beautiful stuff. I mean, if you just want accent, the old, let's say you want white aluminum picket in front of the house. You've got the old house in Romeo that you're fixing up, you know, the old.
Right.
And something like that is just a snotty. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It doesn't have to be privacy oriented. It doesn't have to be 4 feet tall or 6 feet tall, but they can do either. They also have the historic chain link, and they have that in about 12 different varieties that you can have material woven through it to add privacy to it and color. You can get vinyl coated or the old galvanized that we're familiar with as kids that we climbed over to sneak into baseball fields and play ball.
Climbed over. I could jump those in one hop when I was a kid.
I couldn't jump anything.
No?
If both my feet are off the floor, I'm falling.
I remember running, sprinting, putting one foot on top of the fence and hopping right over.
I don't think I ever did that. I've truly
I used to jump over people all the time.
Literally, now, people.
I would do that so much.
People are easier.
And I want to take a quick second and let people know between the noon and 1 hour today, if you're an owner or you know someone out there that has a business that has HVAC services, refrigeration, cooking, any kind of
commercial
furnace,
building doesn't
commercial,
have.
Yeah. Gas stations, party stores, restaurants, dining halls. If you need a company you can count on when you have issues with any of that equipment, we want you to listen today or tell your friends to listen today between noon and 1 as we talk to our good friends from Samco's Facilities. Great company.
They are a great company, and we're excited about them. And their heart and their passion is in the maintenance and repair and replacement of those types of products in those businesses. So you need, you know, it's kind of like you and I talk about a homeowner having a plumber's phone number on the refrigerator.
Yes.
If you own a commercial building and you're running your business out of it, your livelihood, your cash flow to support you is coming through that business, you need Samco's number.
Absolutely.
So listen for 12 to 1. You're gonna like what you hear. Good people. Fun Absolutely. People.
Yes. Yeah, totally agree with you. We had a good email this week, Chuck, and it's one that people just don't think about. We talk a lot about garbage disposals. And most people can replace the garbage disposal themselves. And a lot of times people replace when they don't need to be replaced because the little switch underneath, the little kill switch. But someone sent us an email this week that said she heard that you should only run cold water through a garbage disposal. And you and I both went, yeah. I mean, we get it.
But I disagree. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Only is a thing you disagree with.
Yeah.
We're only.
We're only.
When you're, first of all, you should never try to put any protein down the garbage disposal. You should not put anything with fats down the garbage disposal. Then you shouldn't put those down the garbage disposal with hot water. Because if you think about it, as you're grinding it up and you're making it hot, you're melting it. And then it's going to melt and get in your gears and your blades and everything else. So for the most part, we want people to use cold water when they're using their garbage disposal, except when cleaning and sanitizing it. Is that fair to say?
Well, and I guess my thing is, I told you, I never put, I mean, even a pan that's got a little residual fat in it, you know, I clean it off in the trash. But when I wash it with a grease cutter like Dawn. I love Dawn. I use Dawn all the time. So I'm always using hot water with Dawn with that material. So if I do that, the Dawn will keep it in suspension. And hopefully, I mean, I've never, knock on wood, had to have a drain cleaned or routed.
I agree with you.
We don't abuse them.
I agree with you. I do. And vegetables.
Long answer.
Yeah, no, but it's a good answer. It is a good answer. For hot water, if I'm going to clean my garbage disposal, I love putting Dawn down there, running the hot water, hitting the garbage disposal, and you'll see the suds just start to, and there's no doubt that cleans, sanitizes it when you're done.
It'll take any grease, any proteins, like you said, off there. And again, put them in suspension in the hot water that you're sending down the drain, which makes sense.
And if you send some Dawn, what you do not want to do is, let's say you accidentally put some grease or something protein in there, use hot water, and then you shut it off. If you're putting that down your garbage bowls, really anything, let that water run extra, whether it's cold or hot. Let it run. Let it push that product all the way down the pipe in the basement to get out to the street.
You know, it's funny. I met a contractor and got him started on the place up north because we've had a septic.
Yeah.
I told you. We built it with a septic, but they ran sewers by, and you've got a limited window to hook up to them.
Uh-huh.
And it's a couple hundred foot run, you know, from where they're coming out of the house to where they're going to tie in and tap into the main line out there. And I made real sure that he and I were simpatico with the idea that if you run that pipe downhill too quickly, you'll get separation of fluid and solids in the pipe and have issues. And he showed me. He said, I got this board that's perfectly straight, that's aluminum, that a level is secured to, and a shim is on it, and it's exactly the length of a piece of Schedule 40 pipe, he had to show me, and I loved it. Because he's very exacting about that.
You'd mentioned this weekend you want to talk about mistakes builders make.
Oh, gosh.
There's one of them.
That's one of them.
That's one of them. And that can cause problems throughout the life of that home. And if you ever do go to fix it, it's going to be a multi-thousand-dollar fix.
Oh, it is. It's crazy. It's the old thing about, I mean, you did concrete and masonry, for heaven's sakes. For a little bit of extra time, effort, energy, and maybe money, you do it right the first time.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, it's like you just said, it's a problem forever.
And we get a lot of questions about that kind of stuff. Should I use this material? Should I use this material that's better but more expensive? And our response is, if the budget allows, over time, it's going to pay for itself better by and be a better value.
When you were talking to Rick in Free Soil, you know, about using the reinforced plastic, that's more expensive.
There you go.
And it's all relative. I mean, 10 bucks to one person is a fortune. To another person, it's nothing. Right? Yeah.
When we get back from break, we're going to take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We're also going to talk about deposits. Should you give a deposit? And if you do and you decide you don't want to do the job, when can you get it back? The consequences. There you go.
We also want to remind people, hopefully your air conditioner is running with 100% efficiency and keeping the house extremely cool and dehumidified. But if it's not, we've got a company, C&C Heating and Air Conditioning. 888-654-4897. Welcome, everybody. We appreciate the chance to spend this next hour with you, our listeners. And then from 12 to 1, we're going to spend some time with the Saad brothers and Samco Facilities Maintenance.
Great family-run business. You don't become that successful without doing a lot of things right.
I love, you know, David, when you talk to him, he'll probably mention it again, you know, that he's the gatekeeper, man. They're really fussy about who they hire, how they train, what they do, and I love that.
I do.
Deliberate growth.
I agree.
It's going to be fun.
It's really good to see three brothers who all take different roles in the company and get along so well because they all know their different roles in the company, and they stay in their lanes, and something goes wrong, they looked at his brother, and he goes, I'll take care of it.
It helps them succeed.
It does. It does. It's
good phenomenal. For the customer.
Absolutely love it. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Gene in Shelby Township. Good morning, Gene. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
Well, my wife and I, we moved into a new construction house in Shelby Township this spring. And so we're in the process of shopping around to do outdoor type of work in terms of patio, irrigation, side, landscaping. So I guess first we would be like putting in a patio. It wouldn't make sense to do all the other stuff first, correct?
Agreed.
Okay.
Yep.
So would you recommend brick pavers versus concrete or composite decking? What do you think is the best direction to go in? And who would you recommend? Question.
How much shade does the area get, first of all? And how high off the ground is it?
Let's see. Between our door wall and the ground is, what do you say, Cheryl, maybe 18 inches? Yeah. Maybe a foot and a half.
Okay.
And then shade. There's a lot of trees in Shelby Township. Our backyard is south facing.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. You can do all three at that point. Any of them will work. The more trees you get, the more shade you're going to get, which means a brick paver. You may need to do a little more maintenance on a brick paver than anything else, but I wouldn't let that steer you away from brick pavers. I don't know if I'd recommend one over the other. Composite would work really well back there. Concrete duck would work really
well. I love concrete. I love the value of concrete.
Me too.
And I'm not trying to say that because you're a concrete guy. I have always, when they've got a couple steps down, a foot and a half, so 3 6-inch steps.
Right.
Down to you can just do so many beautiful things with concrete, and I think it's a great value. If they put wood in, they're going to have to put posts in the ground, they're going to have to put a wood frame, then they're going to have to put composite on top of that. They won't need a railing for a foot and a half.
Right.
Pavers are going to be expensive because you got to put so much base under them to make them
agreed
perform as they should. So I just think there's tremendous value in concrete.
Look at me trying not to be biased, but you
are. Oh, I know. It is crazy, but I've always loved it in that application. And I love the shape of it. I love the fact that, it's a great value for the money.
And you can do a decorative concrete, or you can just do a regular broom finish concrete. Any thoughts on what you'd like that way?
You can incorporate a wood, a fire pit in it.
Right.
Well, our neighbors did concrete, and it looks very nice, and they're pleased with it. They all have a new construction home. But I was kind of shocked at the price, but they put in more than just the patio. They extended their driveway and put a walkway back to the patio and part of a patio on the side of their house, whereas I'm not going to be doing all that. I just want a patio in the back off the doorwell.
Sure. Well, a patio for concrete is going to be more expensive than a driveway for concrete because they're moving that product so much further. All the materials go into the back of the house than the front of the house. And if you're just looking for a regular concrete patio, you want to make sure it has a crushed concrete base or a crushed limestone base, and you want to make sure it's reinforced with steel. Very important, those two. So Brickworks Property Maintenance can do that for you. They don't do the stamped and colored, but they do the broom finish, and that's who we'd probably recommend you call.
Okay, well, great. Thank you, guys, as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Stay well, Gene. We appreciate it. Let us know what you do. Be curious to know.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, so, Chuck, let's say that years ago I went to Gene's house, and Gene and I agreed on a price for a patio. Let's say it was a $16,000 patio, which is probably a starting point for a patio nowadays. $16,000 patio. And as we're signing the contract, I make it clear that I want a one-third deposit. Let's talk about some of the rules for that deposit, because there are rules, correct? There are rules in the state of this, or quote, laws that the state of Michigan puts down when it comes to deposits.
Yeah. First of all, some states don't allow a third down on any property.
Right.
I mean, they are highly restrictive. I think California, if I'm not mistaken, is one where it's like you can get $1,000 down and that's it.
That's crazy.
and there are parameters into that. For instance, if Ken has to order custom dies today, that'll take 6 weeks to show up. Because I want a custom, or Gene wants a custom color in that concrete.
Yes.
You expect Gene to pay you for that dye ahead of time because it's custom. You're not going to use it in any other project but Gene's patio.
Yep.
So Gene is going to prepay you for that ahead of time. And if Gene says, hey, well, if I buy it, then I own it, right? Well, yeah, we'll have a drop ship to your house.
Yeah.
You better have it here the day we pour that concrete.
Right. Good point. We're going to talk about this when we get back to break as far as deposits. And if you decide you want your deposit back, you cancel the job, when can you legally get that deposit
back? And how much can you get back? A lot of people are dealing with ants. And, of course, the ad that's running for Rove Pest Control does a great job of explaining that. But I'm telling you, if you want to control ants, you want to keep them from undermining your concrete, coming into your house, crawling over the top of your foundation, you need a good company.
Any bug that's bugging you, from ants to ticks to mosquitoes around your house, we want you to call Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control.
Having a lot of fun, and here until 1 o'clock today, I want to remind you from 12 to 1, we're going to have Samco Facilities Maintenance on with us, and it may not sound like something that's interesting, but I guarantee you they'll be fun.
It'll be
a fun interview, and it'll be informative.
It is, and we want you to stick around and listen to that. If you know any friends that own a company, a business that requires refrigeration, food preparation, heating and cooling, any of that kind of stuff.
Ventilation's a big issue.
You ain't kidding about
that. Funny how companies today, a lot of even residential companies, we used to just generally assign HVAC, heating, ventilating, air conditioning, and they're calling themselves heating and air conditioning companies, but ventilation is huge. It's probably bigger than it ever was in terms of the science of building today.
Well, you need ventilation no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what, you need ventilation when you walk into a building. You don't need the heat. You don't need the cool. You have the shelter. But if you're breathing, if you don't have the right ventilation, you're going to have an unhealthy building.
Yeah. If you have stale, dirty air, That ain't good.
Stale, dirty, anything isn't good, period. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. We're talking deposits. And, Chuck, you have a very good, I've always liked how you said who should give a deposit, who shouldn't give a deposit. Talk about what you always say about.
Well, I always tell builders, get as much as you can up front, because chasing money is a fruitless endeavor that never pays you anything. And I always tell homeowners, give as little as you can
yep.
on the front side.
Yep.
Because it helps you maintain leverage. You know.
I just ordered some garage doors from a friend of mine. Before I got on the schedule, and the young man that came out to my house, I've known him for 20 years. Before I got on the schedule, I had to give him a 50% deposit.
5-0. I had to give a guy a third for that sewer install, and that's because it was materials.
Right, right.
I actually asked him, I said, do you mind if I pay them directly? He said, no one's ever asked me that. I guess not. And I said, well, since you said that, I'll give you the cash.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'll trust you. I said, I might call him after the job. He said, I don't care. Call him up.
Good. Good answers. He gave you the right answers.
He did. He gave me the right answer, and I was.
He made you feel comfortable.
Kind of screwing with him, but kind of not, right?
He doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, by golly. No, but it is one of those things, because if you, as a homeowner, hire someone who buys lumber from the lumberyard, the lumberyard has a lien right against your property if they deliver that material to your property.
Say that again.
They could take you to court if they don't get paid for that lumber and sell your house.
But I've never dealt with a lumber company. I dealt with a contractor. Exactly. I didn't deal with the lumber company, Chuck.
Yeah, and our homeowners, that's one of the reasons Ken and I write those articles so often and catalog them and talk about this stuff, because every contractor, every laborer that works on your project, your house, your 7-Eleven, has a lien right in that property, and they could theoretically sell the property, force a sale of the property to collect their money. People don't know that.
To collect their money. Now, most of the time, it'll settle way before that, but it is possible. In other words, a homeowner, if they're sued by a laborer who never got paid that's owed $800, they're not going to let that go to court. And also, neither is the guy that's only owed
$800. They're not going to let the house get sold.
Right.
You can post a bond against the lien, which effectively forces you to put the amount of money owed into a third-party trust until you legally resolve the issue. You could pay the person off and have them sign a release of lien.
Yes.
But people don't know about that. It's scary stuff. And on the deposit side, it's a tough – the contractors have the leverage right now, right? It's a busy economy.
Yes.
So a guy asked you for 50%. You trust him. You gave him 50%, right?
Right.
Guy asked me for a third. I asked some questions, but I trust him, and I used the word trust. I said, well, I trust you. You came – strong referral, by the way. And I said, you came from a strong referral, and I'm going to give it to you.
My garage doors, one of them is 15 foot wide. Okay, so you 15? Know right 15. So you know right there that's a custom door. They're going to have to custom make
that's
that
odd.
Door. I know. Trust me. Yeah, I know.
I mean, but it's actually cost more to build 15.
I know.
Than it does to build 60.
I think they realize they did something wrong when they built the house.
Interesting.
And the other one's a 7. But I would have had to pay 50% whether it was custom or not, because when what we used to get is 1/3 down, because here's what would happen. Literally the next morning when I showed up every morning at the office, and I went into my office and I went through the day's bids beforehand and what jobs were landed, and I put together a schedule, a list of materials, handed it to my secretary, which she got everything right, handed it off to the project manager. That's money spent on that job right then.
Yeah.
That's good organization. Now, that being said,
part of what we call gross profit, money it takes to run the business, you are spending that money to get that job on the board and moving forward.
Correct. So if I would have sold that job on a Monday, I went back on Tuesday. Let's say I sold it at Monday at 5 o'clock. I went in on Tuesday. I got everything prepared. Let's say on Wednesday, my guys were going to the builder supply. They saw that we had this job coming up in the future, and they want to be proactive and get the material to our site. And they buy all the material for this job, and they bring it back to our site. And then later on that evening, the homeowner calls and says, you know what? I've thought about it. I want to cancel the job. Shame, at that point, shame on me. I did something really wrong there. because the state of Michigan gives that homeowner 3 business days to cancel a job if I went to their house and sold the job.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have, even though I'm trying to be organized, my guys shouldn't have done that until after that 3-day right of resiliency passed.
Now, your contractor is supposed to have a separate page with that right of resiliency on it and be included in the initial body of the contract. So the owner literally just has to sign it and make sure it's properly and timely delivered to you.
Right. So I mentioned Monday. This Monday is the 10th. So if I signed up a company this Monday 10th at 5 o'clock, then they've got the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, midnight on the 13th to cancel that job.
3 business days.
That's legal. 3 business days. Yeah. If there's a 4th July in there somewhere, now they got 4 days. Okay,
4 calendar days, 3 business days.
There you go, like the past week. After that 3 business days is up, as long as everything is legal on that contract, the homeowner has no right to that money anymore. Legally, no right to that money anymore. Now, so many of our team partners, so many people, if it's canceled for the right reasons, they're going to give the money back. But, Chuck, here's what I've used to come into, where people would sign me up and then get bids. After they signed me up, they'd get bids. I had one guy, when I literally pulled up to his house, he had another company pull up just before me that he signed afterwards. And we were a month probably into. He wanted his money back.
You had signed a month ahead of time?
Yes. Yeah, he wanted his money back. I said, absolutely not. No, I'm here with the material. I'm here with everything. And you get the homeowners that'll say they'll bash you here, they'll bash you there. No, you won't, because you'll be breaking the law if you do. So it's so important, and that's why we're here, that the homeowners and the contractors know, because, Chuck, that 3-day right of resiliency law, that separate piece of paper we were just talking about, so many contractors do not know that.
Well, exactly. That's not even included. So you have an invalid contract potentially to begin with. Here's what we recommend to homeowners, that everything about that deposit should be printed in English. You understand, and we'll talk more about that. Your phone calls are a priority, 888-654-4897. You know, we just talked to a guy who's thinking, do I do concrete? Do I do pavers? Do I do a deck? If you're going to do a deck, it's got to be done by a professional. It's got to be done right, and it can end up being virtually maintenance-free and gorgeous.
And if you're going to spend a lot of money on a deck, you want to make sure it's done right with the right material, like a Trex decking. That's one of those things Chuck and I talk about, is a true value over time with the maintenance that's not going to be there.
And it can add value to the home as well as pleasure to live there. You know, I mean, why wouldn't you do it right?
Company you want to put in your next deck is Dex Unlimited.
Having lots of fun. We've got another hour and a half. We get to spend some time from 12 to 1 with the folks from Samco Facilities Maintenance. You're going to like it. We suggest you put on a pot of coffee and get ready to enjoy that hour as well.
It is a lot of fun.
But.
We have a phone call. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We'll be taking any and all of your phone calls for the rest of this half hour here. Let's talk to Mark from Waterford. Good morning, Mark. You're on with the guys on WJR.
Hi. Thank you. I was wondering if you happen to know I've got a finished a porch on the front of my house. I've got the windows on the outside of it. All the glazing is all breaking up and coming apart. And do you know anybody that could reglaze? The insides are great, but the outsides on those.
Well, if they're going to reglaze it, they're probably going to put an insulated glass panel in, which would mean taking out whatever glass you got there inside or out. But, yeah, we've got companies. Accent Windows is one that we can give you. If you've got a pen handy, we've got a couple different companies we can call that could possibly take care of that for you.
Okay, because I want to keep the – I don't want new windows, but, I mean – So
you just want new glass.
Be okay. I just new glass on it. And I've got, I think I've got 11 windows, so it's going to be like 22 panes.
Well, you go back 30, 40 years ago, that was an art. That was a trade. You could find people all over the place to do that.
Glazers were a skilled trade.
Yep.
But companies today will replace glass only, depending on the window type. You know, the cost is going to be across the board, depending on, you know, exactly what window you've got in there, if they're operable, if they're fixed sash, if they're aluminum, if they're wood, if they're vinyl. But they can replace glass only.
So you're going to get them.
Oh, yeah. I think they should be able to, because until if it was 25 years here, I would do it myself. But
we get it.
Can't do that now.
Well, one company we're going to give you, John Cipriano at Accent Window. Accent. Give him a call.
Okay.
At 586-843-3461. Okay. 3461.
61.
And then I have another one for you, sir.
Yeah.
Also, independent window repair.
Okay.
586-749-4449.
Okay.
Just tell them we told you to call. Tell them exactly what you told us, and they'll probably send somebody out to give you a bid proposal.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, Mark. Have a great day, sir. Let's go to Lynn from Troy. Good morning, Lynn. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, and I thank you again for helping me with the carbon monoxide issue that I had when management would pay no attention to me. I wanted to ask you this morning about a problem we are having at the Regents Club where I live, and they put us off constantly with repairs. We have trash receptacles, dumpsters that were supposed to be repaired inside the building in the lower level where the cars are parked, and the trash is building up and building up and building up, and it has done so for 2 months. We've had issues with this for 2 months. They've asked everyone not to use the trash chutes, but there are older people here that can't walk outside, and it's not necessarily an old community, but there are still people that have one challenge or another that can't walk outside with their trash. The trash outside is building up, and I was told yesterday that the bags of trash are melting in the heat, and we are very concerned about rats or maggots, not my favorite words, but anyway, or neighbors, and we don't know what to do or who to call. Management is non-existent. The 8th manager in 3 years I've lived here walked off the job yesterday, and there are 2 people that are there that have no authorization to get anything done, and we don't really know where to turn. The place looks great if you drive by at 40 miles an hour, but you don't want to look under the hood. It's continually problematic. And short of moving, we need an immediate idea about where to go about this issue.
Are you paying a monthly maintenance fee to the management company?
Yes, yes we are.
I'll tell you what I've read about in the past is where a group of owners will get together and withhold that fee.
Absolutely.
And as soon as the cash flow stops, it's amazing how it gets their attention.
Well, we'd like to put our rent in escrow, but
yeah,
the owner
exactly. I was going to say I would do it through an attorney. I would escrow the money. I would make sure that it is being paid as per your contract on a timely basis, but it's being paid to a third party based on the fact that they are not living up to their end of the contractual obligation.
Now, you may want to obviously everything is in writing, and you may want to give them a warning. Give them they have 30 days. They have 15 days. To take care of this, or you're going to do what Chuck suggested, which I think is a great idea, but definitely do it through an attorney and make them aware that they are going to be responsible for the legal costs.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. The owner of these complexes, downtown, the city club apartments and the ones here, is a real tough operator, and he's an attorney. And I've understood by everyone that either works here or other people that live here, don't even bother. I mean, with all due respect to your comment, because he doesn't really care. And
he has to care if a court gets involved, and he has to care if the court, if the cash flow gets cut off. I guarantee you that will get attention. And you might also contact the city and let the city know that they've got a bad citizen there, what's going on, because they may not be aware of it at all.
And HUD as well.
All right.
You know, the state of Michigan. I mean, most people, if they're smart, they do not want to get on their radar whatsoever.
No, especially if they're taking, if there's any kind of subsidized rents or anything in effect there, where the federal or state government is contributing to the cash flow, they frown on that big time.
Well, and the maintenance people, we've had at least 15 maintenance people leave.
That's bad management. Terrible.
Yeah, take pictures. Take a lot of pictures, but also make sure everything is documented. And we're sorry you're in the situation. We don't think it's going to be easy to get it settled. But that would be our advice. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
If you need a good attorney reference, we've got a couple for you. So feel free to take advantage in that regard, too.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate your kindness. And once again, your help. You're wonderful.
You,
and we appreciate being on the radio. God bless you, too. Take care.
Thank you, Lynn, very much. We appreciate it. You shake your head with stuff.
You
like
and
that.
I know a bunch of people that manage and own properties, and there's simply no excuse for that. We see in economies like this where some owners will literally pilfer a property. They'll take the cash that's supposed to be meant for maintenance and repair, and they'll spend it on a new boat or a new house or whatever. And then the property literally is leveraged out there. It's Wile E. Coyote running off the cliff.
And by no means are we saying that's what's happening with Lynn's landlord. However, garbage in the city, building up, the health department wants to know about that as well.
Good point.
I'd call them.
The county health department. Yep, let them know as well. You know, we've got a company that you and I trust, a father and son team that started it and built it and brought in a lot of great management staff, and they are run like a finely oiled machine. If you're looking to maybe redo a bathroom or get new gutters or gutter protection, they're specialists.
Atlas Home Improvement has made so many of our listeners happy over the year, like Chuck said, new kitchen, new bathroom, new gutters, aging in place, great family company, Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. We got another few minutes to take phone calls if you want. 888-654-GUYS. And then at 12 o'clock, we're going to sprint over to Samco Facilities Maintenance. I know. Sprint is a relative term. For me, it's walking fast.
When's the last time you sprinted anywhere? You'd be bedridden for a week if you sprinted.
You hold a
anywhere.
Gun to my head, I'm just going to tell you to shoot me because I can't run away.
And it hurt a lot less.
That's true.
You're right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. And we're talking deposits. We're talking what's fair. And what's fair may not necessarily be what's legal. Because here's a situation. You may say, I hired a company to come in and do power washing for $1,000 and they wanted a $200 deposit. So you know they don't have any material they have to go out and buy.
They're going to use your water.
Yes. You call them up 5 days later and say, you know what, I canceled. I would like my money back. If the contract was written correctly, they can tell you no. If they're stupid, they would tell you no.
Now you say correctly.
Correctly with the 3-day right of resiliency included in that. The right one, the legal one, the one-page one. Because for $200, no company should want anyone to get that angry with them, in my opinion.
No, but I would challenge the word correctly because you could write that where it's 50% recoverable or 20%
right.
Based on the following criteria. So,
and a lot of companies will say that. They'll put in there.
Yeah.
They'll put their own verbiage in there. We're going to keep 25% of your deposit.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, you started to talk earlier. Let's say I take on that, I don't know, three-wall addition that we're going to do for your house. we might have started, like you said, you open a file the next day, maybe you order materials, you put a slot in the schedule so you're not selling it for that day anymore because you've got it covered right. with this job.
Right.
And maybe you're chasing permits. You've done permit applications. Those all cost you money. So the contract should be very clear about what is subject to being returned to the client and what isn't. And it's usually percentages because the amounts change with every job.
You're right. So how about this, Chuck? Let's say I'm a plumber and we have an emergency drain that we have to go get pipe for, but we'll be back in 2 days to take care of that job.
Okay.
I want a deposit. Do you have the right to get the money back? Can I ask you to waive that 3-day right of residency beforehand?
Sure.
You can.
I mean, it's done all the time with emergency jobs.
Right.
Obviously, that's a great example.
I want to make sure
it's perfectly legal. Yeah. If you hire me to come in and stop that pipe from leaking right now, obviously you do not have a 3-day right of residency, for that contract because you said I want it solved now.
Right.
And I'll give you the choice. You want me to wait 3 days?
Yeah. Right.
We'll let it leak for 3 days.
Good point.
Yeah. Or. Yeah, you're going to waive that. But here's the thing. If a contractor does this well and properly through a good construction attorney, there's a difference.
There you go.
A good construction attorney. You do it one time. You use it for the next 10 years, with minor changes and upgrades.
Right.
So why a contractor wouldn't do it right and proper once is beyond me.
Well, because they haven't got the right training. They haven't got, and we know that a lot of guys will start companies without ever taking a class or reading a book or how to know what margins Crazy. Are or any of that kind of stuff.
Crazy.
But this is so important. As a contractor, Chuck, you've said this in the past, I don't want, when the job's all done, let's say it's a $100,000 job. When the job's all done, I don't want somebody holding $20,000 when the job's done. We're going to set up draws on that job.
Or try chasing that money.
Exactly. Oh, that costs so much money.
It does. You've done the work.
Yep.
You've spent the money. You've done the investment as a company. And you're chasing money that should have been in your hands a month ago.
Now, the times that ever happened to me, I would tell the people, I'm going to come to your house. We are going to talk about the issue, but I want to check before I leave. Well, no, we want the issue solved. No, because then I'm going to go ahead and do it. You're still not going to be happy. I just spent a lot more money.
What do you mean the issue? I don't understand.
Well, let's say it was a crack in concrete where a contract says it clearly cracks, but I want to make you happy. You're holding $2,000 of mine, and I want to make you happy. I'm going to come in and repair that crack. But when I'm done, you don't like it, and you're still not giving me the money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play that.
Still going to be a crack there.
I'm going to make sure before I repair that, you're going to know what's going to be done, and you're going to give me the money before I repair that job. I don't want to. Chasing the money is the worst thing in the world. My wife, who does hair, we still see it that people do not appreciate professionals' times. she'll have appointments set up. The old days, we would call someone before you had text. We would call someone the day before. Ken's going to be there tomorrow morning at this time. We get there, and they're still not there. And the reason I'm saying this is because our time's worth money. And if we go there and we sit down for 2 hours with you, we explain everything we're going to do. You say, I want to do it. You hand me a check. Chuck, I don't care what happened after that. I would not cancel that job because in my world, that's my word when I put that down. And it's not fair to waste money. That's one of the reasons I like that law. I think that's a very fair
Which law?
The 3-day right of residency.
Yeah. And it is one of those things. There's also a thing called performance guidelines. And we used to publish them in our contract, which made the contract longer. But you can do it for any trade. Literally everything we do in this business is measurable, some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So you can write a performance guideline to identify if we're installing a wall, it will be installed vertically to within this standard. It'll be installed square to this standard. It'll be installed plumb to this standard. And it's measurable. So if you don't like it, I can measure it. Look, we did what the contract said we would do.
Yes.
You owe me that money.
Yes.
And we encourage contractors, even if you're doing what you think are very small jobs, to have a well-written contract, even if it's 6 pages and you think that's a lot of pages, do it.
And read it.
And sell to it.
Yeah.
Use it to sell because it's a differentiator. It makes you better than the person that shows up with one page that's blank and they're going
to
draw a picture.
Or they went to the local office supply and bought a generic carbon copy page and they write their... A lot of people started out that way,
sure,
but the professional companies don't do it that way.
But if you're a professional company, that should be part of your evolution.
And as a homeowner, don't pull the trigger unless you're 100% positive you want to do
you trust
that
person, you trust that company, you feel there's value in what they're quoting for specification and what they're charging you in return. Yeah, don't do it unless you feel that way.
Right.
I agree.
So let's say your furnace goes. Someone's furnace goes. They don't know who to call. They get a company to come out, and they say, okay, you need a new furnace. It's a $10,000 furnace. We understand that they're going to want a deposit, right? I mean, a company like Family Heating and Cooling, they've built their business. They've built their reputation on taking care of customers right the first time.
And delivering on their promises.
Right. You don't become as big as Family Heating and Cooling Electrical without doing things right. So when things go wrong, they have people that can take care of it right away. And that goes with
Say you don't get that big and successful without taking care of any issues you have. Because, again, every company will have issues.
Yeah, you're right.
It's what they do when there's an issue that differentiates them between the great ones and the mediocre ones.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we get an email saying they won't take care of it, we just say send it to them in writing, attach us. Attach a couple other places that they don't want. You know, no contractor out there wants to be contacted by an attorney. No contractor out there wants to be contacted by the state. And Chuck, one of the best things people can do when these issues happen, is stay calm. Don't let emotion get involved, because if you work with a good company, there's always a good solution.
Yeah, and if you can do it, it can be redone. I mean, I always say if someone built a car, they can build that same car again.
Right.
If I can build you a house and I made mistakes, I can rebuild the part that we screwed up, if you will, and make it right. Hey. You know, I mean, really, you can.
Well, everyone, stick around for the next hour as we go and we talk to the Saad brothers from Samco's Facilities Management. Great company. Make sure you listen to the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys.